Zimbabwe's main opposition leader has pledged to revamp the country's crumbling economy if he wrests the presidency from Robert Mugabe in weekend elections. Morgan Tsvangirai, leader of the Movement for Democratic Change, says he will introduce a new currency as a way of improving and stabilising the economy. The 83-year-old Mugabe is facing his strongest challenge ever in presidential elections, and there are fears he will use his presidential powers to give his campaign an edge. Previous elections have failed to meet international standards. Gunther Zimmermacher, editor of the Southern Cross newspaper in neighbouring South Africa, says this year's poll might actually be better run than in previous years, but that might not be enough to ensure free and fair elections.
In the last couple of months, the Mugabe government has given a freer rein for campaigning by opposition parties than has been the case in the past. So it is quite likely that election observers in Zimbabwe speak and are going to declare the elections substantially free and fair, certainly because the mechanics of the poll this time around will be freer and fairer than it was during the last few elections when Southern African governments declared those elections free and fair. However, what that ignores, of course, is that in the interim between elections, no free political activity has been allowed to take place, and a democracy requires that opposition politicians and supporters can follow their political opinions and lines and aspirations without fear of retribution, and that clearly has not been the case. And in such a climate, how free can one feel to campaign for one's political aspirations?